Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope.
What'd you like to know?
I'd like to know a response to what the gentleman said.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
And the Bulldog.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
On WGR.
And no, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
Sports Radio 550.
How did that happen? They never tell us. Never found out.
Scandal.
Mark Ingram traded to New Orleans.
I was going to say, he kept making fish in the microwave. That's how he got
I'm not even sure if that refers to something. I laughed just for what it was.
I have done that at work and regretted it.
Yes.
Reheating fish?
In the microwave at work? That's a
the smell
cardinal
is the problem?
Sin.
A cardinal?
The
smell
really?
Smell is tough.
I've never done it here at work, and I've never seen it done at work. But I've seen emails about.
Can I tell you where my mental health state is at by using an example about the microwave oven this morning and me?
Sure.
So we had this chicken pot pie soup from a restaurant sitting in the fridge for a day. And I was hungry this morning. Kids are in school. My wife's working. I'm like, all right, I'll have that. So I go to the fridge, take out the little paper cup. Pour it into a bowl like you've all done. There it is in the bowl, cold. Head over to the microwave, open the door, put it in. The question, how long? I thought 30 seconds was probably too long, but 28 was too short, so I put it in for 29 seconds.
Wow.
That's the whole story. It was fine. I mean, it wasn't perfect. It was maybe a little under. Yeah. Not maybe, but like I stood there and processed. I think it's these waiver bids because you don't want to bid like in round numbers.
Right. You're playing the Price is Right with microwave.
Yeah. The guy trying to trade me Antonio Brown after news comes out that he's injured is the guy who's going to put in, you know, for like $50, $10. You know, I'm all like, oh, 29. So I put the soup in for 29 seconds.
You could just hit our microwave. I mean, I can't speak to yours. I don't know that I'm certain I've never used it. I've probably seen it. I've been in your kitchen. There's more effort to setting our microwave for 30 seconds or 28 seconds than there is for setting it for a minute. You just hit the one and it goes for a minute.
Yeah.
So you just hit the one and stop when the counter gets to 31 seconds if you want 29. I don't think does the microwave work like the coffee maker we were talking about yesterday? Like if you set it for a minute, is it not like are those 29 seconds not the same as if you set it for 29 seconds? I think it's the same, right?
I think it's the same.
Yeah.
I think it would still be 29 seconds.
Right.
I just
in
feel
the
like
microwave.
You know, We had a guy earlier call in that was upset that why are we always ragging on the Arizona Cardinals? And I literally can't remember ever doing that in my life, but I probably did. You know, I've been sitting here for 20 years, so I guess I did. But like how, yeah. what are we talking about here? Like if I'm listening to a show, say I like beef jerky and the person I'm listening to says something like, I don't really like beef jerky, you think I'd confront them? Or do you think I'd just maybe move on?
Probably just move on.
Yeah. Right? Like, wouldn't you just want to move on at least? That's what you'd wish you'd done. But, you know, people are different. So instead, I'm going to complain. Let's have a game. I really need to get through this hour. Let's have a game.
Let me help by inspired by our caller earlier. And they play tomorrow, so they're on the mind.
And they're 7-0.
And they're 7-0, right? Number one in the league. It hasn't always gone well for them. So since Kurt Warner retired in 2009, can you name the 16 quarterbacks that have thrown a touchdown pass for the Arizona Cardinals?
No, but no, I maybe can name five or six. Maybe five.
Good
or
try.
Six.
Let's talk more about how Mike is uncomfortable.
Let's see if we can get to 10 at least.
10 would be good. 10 would be good.
Really?
16? You can get above 10. You can get above 10.
16 there, are you saying?
16.
Just quarterbacks?
Yes. Just okay. Quarterbacks.
Well, Josh Rosen.
11. He is 6th.
Good.
With 11.
Well, Kyler Murray would be on this list.
He is 2nd with 63.
There's another clue to my mental state that the first player I thought of was Josh Rosen.
Mm-hmm. Who is now on...
San Francisco.
No.
Atlanta.
Atlanta's backup.
Atlanta.
Wow.
Palmer.
First, 105.
This is since when?
Since Kurt Warner retired in 2009, after the 2009 season.
Okay.
So 2010 on.
Skelton.
Fourth, 15.
Skelton is a pole.
Helter Skelton.
That is a pole right there.
He might have. Did he start a playoff game?
He did in Carolina. I wanted to go to the game. I tried to go to that game. Yes.
You desperately tried to get to a yes. John Skelton.
That was your Carolina 15-1 year where you bet on him and yeah, right.
That was not what no, that doesn't matter. I don't think so. They beat Arizona. The McDermott is the defensive coordinator year. They beat Arizona in the championship game. 15. Sorry, who were you going to say, Bulldog? Who were you going to say?
Former Bill, Kevin Cobb.
Kevin Cobb, 17. He is 3rd on this list. It was in a 2-year span.
Who is the quarterback who is injured for Skelton to have to play? Maybe that was Cobb. They had two guys went down for him to have to play.
I think that's right. I've got Cobb there 2011 and 2012, started 14 games. Skelton's there 2010 through 2012.
Okay. Sam Bradford.
Yes. 2. And he has just disappeared off the face of the earth since.
Yeah.
Even though he's like 30.
I don't know. Well, whatever. I mean, it's a game and... We all hate the Cardinals feverishly anyway, so it doesn't really matter what I say. But for some reason, I've got the most random guy's name in my head, and I think it's because he played for the Cardinals. Is Drew Stanton right?
Sounds right.
Yes, he is 5th, tied with Skelton with 15 touchdown passes.
Stanton's tied with Skelton?
Stanton and Skelton.
That's a lot more than I would have expected.
15.
All right, well, whatever. I wasn't even sure that he played for them, but I had for some reason I could see him there. So, all right. Oh, how many more do we got to go here?
A lot.
Nine? Derek Anderson.
Yes, Derek Anderson with 7, another former Bill. Infamously got very angry.
His meltdown was with Arizona.
That was with Arizona.
Yes.
Because he was laughing on the bench down 30 or something.
And they caught him. And he just went off in the media room. He just went off. That's a great clip. Derek Anderson. Okay. That's 8. I was hoping for 10.
You're at half.
Arizona quarterbacks in the last 10 years. And we've gotten like the most prominent ones.
Is Leinart gone by then? He's gone by then.
Leinart is 08 draft. right? No, wait a minute. Earlier. 06.
Yeah. Yeah. Liner, remember, starts and Warner is his backup.
Right. 06 draft. Okay.
And then Warner comes in place of Leinart and just does not give the job back.
So he's not post. He's not eligible for this then.
He goes to Houston after that.
Okay.
And how about
eventually the Bills?
McCown.
I think Josh McCown is a Cardinal.
04.
Way before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh
how
McCown,
about Smith?
2002 to 2004. Smith.
Yep.
Which Smith? There's no. I don't have a Smith anyway. There's no Smith.
There's no Smith.
How about
Smith.
Jones?
No Jones. You want hints?
I don't know.
Can we get Skelton and who's the other guy? Stanton. Can we get those credit for those again? Can we try those again?
You've got
Derek Jeter.
No, you've got three guys that are current backups in the NFL.
Oh, Schaub.
No.
Schaub. Brunel.
No.
Blaine Gabbert.
Blaine Gabbert threw six touchdown passes for the Cardinals.
In one game.
In 2017.
I gotta be tapped out.
That was your mic drop.
I mean it cannot possibly be any more things that are gonna click into my brain.
You've got another
Ryan Fitzpatrick avoided Arizona.
He's got time. No, he doesn't. Kyler Murray. You got another former Bill on here.
Yeah.
Edwards?
No, not Edwards. Let me just make sure this hint is right before I give it. It's not right, so good thing I didn't.
Did he play for the Bills before Arizona or after?
After.
Okay.
And Mike, you currently have him on fantasy teams.
Do I?
I'm sure of it.
I don't even know how to
start.
It's
kind of a trick question.
John Brown?
No, it is a quarterback. It was a Cardinals quarterback.
Orton. No, I don't have Orton on fantasy teams. Orton is not active.
He was a Cardinals quarterback, but he wasn't necessarily a Bills quarterback.
Oh, Brad Smith.
No. On the right track, though.
Webb.
No.
Tarvaris Jackson?
Kyle Williams.
No.
Kyle Williams didn't play quarterback for Arizona?
Ryan Denny.
He is thriving currently in the league. And he is not doing it at quarterback. But he was a quarterback for the Cardinals.
Oh, come on.
Logan Thomas?
Logan Thomas threw a touchdown pass coming in relief of...
As the quarterback?
Ryan Lindley. Yeah, as a quarterback. He started his career as a quarterback with Arizona and then transitioned to tight end.
Really, really, really tough, Joe, this late in the game to give away someone like that.
Ryan Lindley.
So close to guessing Ryan Lindley. I'm sure of it.
I think might have also played in a playoff game.
Yeah, that might be right.
He started that Carolina game.
Osweiler.
Lindley did. No on Osweiler.
Should be right, though. It should be right.
You have another very tall current backup quarterback in the league, though, that threw one.
Is Paxton Lynch still a backup quarterback in the league?
I think he's in the CFL. Didn't we have a bet on that?
I think I saw Chad Kelly just signed in the CFL. Toronto. You see that?
No. I'm pretty sure me and Bulldog had a bet that Paxton Lynch would make it through the CFL season, but it's not on the board, so...
Huntley.
Brett Huntley.
What was that again?
Brett Huntley is incorrect. But he did play for the Cardinals. He threw 11 passes, but did not start a game, did not throw a touchdown.
There you go.
So
Kate McNown.
No. Who?
Cade McNown.
No, that's not right.
No.
You have... What other hints do I give for this guy? Started a playoff game for Houston, so you're close on Osweiler. He threw a touchdown pass
Yates.
For the Cardinals in 2012. No, not TJ Yates.
This is easier than I'm making it. Like, I'm guessing these more obscure names than the right answers.
Houston.
Started a playoff game for Houston.
Is it the guy that
Brian Hoyer threw one touchdown pass for Arizona in 2012?
Oh, and wasn't it pretty? It was a perfect pass.
Do you want the rest of the list?
Yes, there's like four more.
All right, you got Palmer, Murray, Cobb, Skelton, Stanton, Rosen, Anderson, Gabbert, Bradford, Lindley, Richard Bartell.
Okay.
2010.
That's the actual. That is the fugitive. The character in The Fugitives, Richard Bartell.
You have Mike Glennon throwing a touchdown pass in 2018.
Very tall backup.
You have Max Hall throwing a touchdown in 2010 for
that
the Cardinals.
That is not even a real guy.
He started three games.
That was
games.
A strike year.
You had Hoyer. Last Max season, Hall. Someone named Chris Streveler.
Threw
a touchdown for the Cardinals.
Streveler. Right?
Yeah, and then that's it. Colt McCoy's attempted passes, but has not thrown a touchdown. Chris Streveler.
Yeah.
Streveler.
Murray went out at the end of the year. Maybe he was then.
Cardinals.
He ended the season with an injury. He tried to play that last game against the Rams, and he couldn't do it.
I, for one, would just like to say that I thoroughly enjoyed this look back at the most, I think, probably the most underestimated and ignored NFL franchise of all time, the Arizona Cardinals. I appreciate that we spent all this time on them.
Yeah, that's kind of a fun list. Really hard names.
Lindley.
Max Hall.
So
he played outfield for the Indians.
Lindley started that Carolina playoff game. Hall. Skelton did not play a playoff game for them.
Okay, so Lindley. They were down.
But it was Lindley.
Skelton, then. They were down two guys. Went to Carolina. Lost. Then Carolina would have played the next week. Anyway, we can look that up. You know what? We can just look that up. At some point, if we care at all, we can just look that up. We don't have to remember all this stuff. People aren't even remembering things. They're just looking them up anyway. A normal person would just be like, oh, let's see. I got it right here. Josh Rosen, Kyler Murray. We need the challenge, I guess. Sal Capaccio was on earlier as the Bills have Miami this week. How dangerous is Miami? And what do you think went through Sean McDermott's mind when the Titans tried that quasi home run throwback play last Monday night? We talked about it last week. Haven't talked to Sal about it, so we got his opinion coming up for you as well. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.